Hey, this is the Captain's Log with Felipe Esparza. What's happening?
What's up, fool? Captain's Log. We have a Klingon back here.
We got a whole crew in the back. Can you guys see everyone?
A minnow would be lost.
We're driving home from radio. We had a good morning.
Yeah, we were at the Spanish station.
Tell me about the Spanish station. It's the first time we did it.
Oh, pero decir que estaba muy chistoso y quería... Quería el show, que le gustaba mucho el show, hablaba en Alaska antes.
Exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah. The guy told me he used to be in Alaska before.
Really?
Yeah.
And so he
came said there was a lot of, he said there was like, he said the Latinos are a big minority over there.
Wow.
You got freeze-dried Mexicans.
There's not a lot of tomatoes to pick, I guess, so you don't have a lot of immigrant...
No,
workers, right?
A lot of they pick.
They
don't have agriculture.
The workers and stuff, but no, they're my fish, right?
No, it's all fishing.
But then what is
picking salmon?
They're picking icebergs.
Yeah, no kidding, right? It's cold. It's cold as hell. No, I'm serious, like, cause here we have
oranges, right?
Tomatoes and oranges, and the culture has grown around that, right? So you have a lot of. Mexican cuisine and everything, and there's some amazing stuff, which I love.
They have agriculture here? Like, people actually pick oranges still here?
Right up the road, the most tomatoes in the world are picked in Immokalee. That's where...
Tomato.
They grow all the tomatoes, Immokalee. It's right here.
Rodrigo was saying that, in California, they advertise Florida oranges.
Yeah, we have tons of Florida oranges, right?
But in California, but we have our own oranges too. But our oranges are for other states, like in Illinois, we have they get sold California oranges.
There's two kinds, right? You have like a juicing orange that basically just go to get juiced, and then the other ones that are sold to eat, right? Like
I don't even know the difference, man.
Well, now you learned something.
What's up? Who's that right there? Jason.
Jason White. Hello from Dallas.
From Dallas, Texas. What's up, fool?
We're driving down the road right now, heading home.
You've been up for it. What time you get up?
I got up at 5:15 today. Okay. I couldn't get out of bed at 5 o'clock when my alarm went off.
Me too.
I struggled. And by the way, you suck at texting. I have to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've texted you like 4 times and I got 1 return message.
You did, huh?
Yeah. And then I texted you last night about picking you up, and you responded this morning with, I'll take a coffee.
Oh, yes, right. I said, okay, thank you.
So, was I supposed to wait for that?
Oh, I don't know. I thought when you asked me, I thought you wanted to answer in the morning.
Yeah. I asked you what you were going to eat in the morning, and you responded in the morning with what you wanted to eat. That was good.
That's good.
He does, because then I looked at other texts and I just send messages, but I get no responses from the last time you were here in our same messaging log.
Text from Texas.
So what are you guys gonna do in Naples? I mean, you know.
Look for nipples.
I thought you were gonna take us on the boat.
I'm not going on a boat. No boats.
What about your boat?
I sold all the boats. Sold everything.
Damn.
But it's been a long time. Now I just like to go on them and not be the captain. It's much better to relax and be on the boat.
When you had your own boat, did you go fishing? What'd you do?
Fished. Took people fishing, sightseeing, touring. You know, it's... they came, they called, made an appointment, we took them. But mostly it was fishing. It was charter fishing. So you booked like a trip to go catch like snook.
It's all day, right?
You could do half day, three quarter day, or full day.
What kind of fish?
Snook,
mackerel.
Right? Snook, yeah. Mackerel we caught certain times of the year, cobia, snapper, grouper, offshore, and then we went back water, and it was like tarpon, snook, and redfish, and trout. That was those are the game species that kind of everyone targets.
Trout. I never had trout.
Like speckled trout. Like it's a speckled sea trout. Yeah, they're kind of wormy, honestly. They have worms inside. I don't like them.
Ugh.
Well, a lot of fish that you eat has worms in it. You just don't know that.
Well, I don't eat fish anymore.
You don't? You're just straight vegan.
Yeah.
So it has worms in it inside the flesh?
Yeah, but they usually, you know, they go through like a UV light and they take them out. Certain types of fish are more wormy and certain, depends on the water temperature where they're caught to. Like when it gets warmer, the water, then usually they have more. They're parasites. You can't even tell. I mean, when you cook, when you cook it, you don't even see it. But I'm sure meat's the same way.
Oh, yeah, meat has a lot of worms.
Yeah, you know. That's gross, right?
That is gross.
Mike Landers, my hometown buddy. What's happening? These guys,
How's the captain in
Taki? Taki's in, are you in Japan, dude? Or China? Where you at? I forget.
Sayonara.
Hey, Bri, what's up? So anyway, so we're driving home. You guys are staying in a house.
Yeah, Airbnb.
Yeah, it's a hookup. I was looking at hotels and trying to find three rooms in the same freaking hotel in this town for this week was like impossible. One was good, two, only a few, three was like nobody had three rooms. It was crazy.
There must be WrestleMania would be coming to town. I remember, man, I would do shows. When I first started with Gabriel Iglesias, and we were unknown, but it was just the guy was just setting up a package. One big Latino show, Gabriel Iglesias, Felipe Esparza, and three other comedians, and we saw that the WrestleMania was gonna be at the stadium that day of our show.
Yeah,
and I was telling that guy, dude, you know that nobody's gonna be on our show, right? He goes, why? He goes, because Mexicans love wrestling too.
Is it Latin thing? They like them?
Yeah, we invented wrestling.
I like it too.
Mexican, we invented wrestling and we invented baseball. Mexico was the first. We put a black people in baseball before in the United States. And Mexico was doing so well that they added Jackie Robinson. Nice. We had Satchel Paige before anybody heard of him. I looked it up, that's why I know.
Yeah, you just had to Google these facts
to
tell them on my captain's log?
Yeah.
And look like you're smart?
Captain's log!
Hey! This guy's freaking coming up with freaking facts over here. He's got facts and jokes.
Facts and jokes.
We're going to have fun this weekend, though. We got tonight, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Saturday, three shows, 6, 8, and 10.
That's going to be jamming. They're going to be packed tonight.
Did we have three shows last time, too?
I think we did the same amount of shows, but we did a Sunday show.
Yeah.
So this time, Super Bowl Sunday, we couldn't compete.
It's tough, huh?
Yeah, I can't compete with Super Bowl Sunday. Not even you.
I can't believe at 6, 8, and 10, people still get really drunk at the 6 o'clock show. Your whole day is over.
It's Florida, Southwest Florida. They don't work. Most people, you know? They're on vacation. They come down to live and relax. January, February, March, April, you have all the snowbirds that live here now.
Oh,
sure, where's the snowflakes?
The snowflakes. Yeah, that they probably stay... They're here. Edward Pike! Diane Ward, what's happening?
What's up?
If you guys have us a question, let us know. We'll answer.
Let us know. Right now.
Felipe... He's on his phone all the time.
But he doesn't put it right here, right now.
He doesn't text all the time.
I don't know if I'm able to text.
You didn't text me back. It hurt my feelings.
I texted in the morning, huh?
Yeah. 12 hours later, I always
like black coffee.
I always wait 12 hours to get my messages.
You ever like had to chase down a comedian you booked all day?
Sometimes, but not usually. I mean, honestly, there's guys out there that probably are a lot more work to deal with, and I usually don't book that many of those people.
Chicano people that a lot of work, huh?
Yeah, because if they're like drama or you know, it's gonna
be a certain type of tea.
It's gonna be a challenging weekend to deal with the talent. We have challenges enough with dealing with the customers and dealing with the staff, like. The last thing I want to do is also have a challenging, you know, comedian that I'm working with. So I don't tend to book those guys very often. Once in a while, you book one and they become, you know, a little bit of a drama. But for the most part, they're usually all great. What's happening? Are we live on yours, too?
We're live now.
What are we on, Facebook or Instagram?
Facebook. Where you at?
We're on Facebook. Yeah, share it.
I'm trying to do the... in reverse.
Get the camera. Hit it.
What's up, people? What's up, fool? What's up, fool? Right here with Captain Brian at Off the Hook Comedy Club tonight, 7 o'clock show in Fort Myers. Fort Myers. So anybody within 2 hours from Fort Myers, please come to the show.
Come check us out.
Please check us out today at 7 o'clock. Shout out to Sydney, Sori Johnson. What's up, Sydney, Australia? I'm coming to you one day.
Let's do it.
Where's the show at?
Come to Off the Hook Comedy Club, Naples, Florida. OffTheHookComedy.com. Get tickets and laugh.
What's up, fool? We even got Rodrigo back here.
Yeah, man. How you guys doing?
Bye, guys.
And Johnny.
What's up, guys?